You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Here at Kennelly Field in San Rafael, California, for the men's broadcast this time. Unfortunately, women did fall 3-0, but we are on to the men. And it will be Cal Baptist against Dominican University of California. There is not a cloud in the sky. Actually, expected it to be cold, didn't you, Julia?
That's true. It was totally cloudy today in the morning. But it changed, luckily.
I mean, we both came in here in jeans, and look at us just rocking the T-shirts now. We will get on to the starters right away for this game. We'll start with Cal Baptist, the Lancers, down from Southern California, Riverside. At number one, senior keeper from Riverside, Joey Pacheco. Number five, Thomas Carter, the sophomore from Wildomar, California. Number six, Paul Oliver, Jr. Number seven, number four, Alex Anderson, the senior. Number eight, Cole number Schmidt, five, the Daniel senior. Number 11, number eight, Ike Acabuilo, the junior. Number, nine, number 13, Vinny Josh Wicked. Mobley, the freshman. Number, 13, number 17, Rob White, the junior. Number, 15, number 18, Mark Lee Hope, the senior. Number, 17, number 21, Christmas. Josh Robinson, 19, sophomore. Mark and number 23, Calabar. James Bogdanovich, the freshman from Las and Vegas, Nevada. So a lot of senior and junior presence from Cal Baptist, big veteran presence. And for the Penguins, who are the starting lineup is out there with a big treat. The boys and girls from the Girls and Boys Club of San Rafael from Davidson Middle School, 6th and 7th graders that I actually work with every single day. It is a treat to see them out there with the starters. And really, they just could not be more excited, and neither could I. We'll get to the starting lineup now for Dominican. At keeper, still in for the injured Eric Anderson, Patrick Rabbit, the sophomore. Number two, Swat Mushiana, graduate student. Number three, Colby Mitnick, the junior. Number four, Fabian Valdez Mendoza, the junior. Number five, Sam Vela, senior. Number eight, David Mendez, the senior. And number nine, Vinny Enriquez, the junior transfer. Number 13, Manny Sandoval Gutierrez. And number 15, Nalee LeVerrier, the freshman. Number 17, Chris Sennis, the sophomore. And 19, Mark Caligari, the freshman from Fair Oaks, California, right around Sacramento. And we take a quick pause for the national anthem. Julie, it is going to be a very exciting day for the men. They will come out hot as well. Seems as though this is one of the first times they have had a full lineup all year, but they are healthy and ready to go.
Yeah, and it's a different situation simply because the girls had a totally different starting lineup than usual. And here we see the normal starting lineup, and I'm really interested in how this will affect the game today because it was a very tough game for the girls.
Just like the women, the men did come back from their Hawaii trip just recently, a few days ago, from that 10-day trip. And just like the women, they came out of that trip with a 1-3 record, unfortunately. The win, just like the women, did come against Chaminade. It was 2-0. But against BYU Hawaii, they did lose 2-1 against Hawaii Pacific. It went into double overtime, and they fell 2-1. And then against Hawaii Hilo, the big rival, it ended 1-0. So very, very close games. And I know that Hilo match was intense because I'm not sure if you knew this, Julia, but my freshman year when I was still on the team, Dominican actually got in a huge brawl right here over at Forest Meadows Field, actually, against Hawaii Hilo. So a 1-0 deficit really tells me that that game was just absolutely intense, very, very physical as well.
That sounds like that, yeah. It really does.
How much physicality do you expect from this game here, both from Cal Baptist and Dominican?
Well, I think for the Dominican players, not everything went so well during their road trip in Hawaii. It wasn't that result they would have expected, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so they're maybe yeah, they want to show that what they can do and what they can do better than in Hawaii.
Number three. The starters both take the field for each team, ready to go. It'll be the usual backfield for Dominican, with Caligari on the left with Sanis joining him, and then on the right, Sandoval Gutierrez as well as Valdez Mendoza. Really just warms my heart to see the Boys and Girls Club get involved in this game already.
They were really proud there on the field.
They're so excited. It really does make me smile, especially seeing them every day, seeing how excited they are getting. And they got a few talents of their own who might be seeing this Dominican field as well. They are really, really good there at the Boys and Girls Club. They got a few skills. The kickoff is off, and Dominican will start with the ball. After the turnover, 30 seconds into this game, Cal Baptist. Keeper Pacheco. He stands at 6 foot 180. LeVerrier chasing well, steals the ball from Paul Oliver. Paul Oliver, very physical, still working. Finally, LeVerrier tries to get it away. Mendez to LeVerrier. With the slide, it goes off of LeVerrier's deflection, and it will be Cal Baptist ball. Cal Baptist on the right now. Sending it high to Mark Hope. Able to keep it, but not till Caligari can steal it. On the left now to Enriquez. Enriquez back to Vela. Vela, nobody told him the man was on, but the man on went in a little too hard into the back of Vela. It will be a foul. Now Musciano will have the kick. Musciano switches the field to the right to Mitnick. Mitnick splits the D. Left foot to LeVerrier, and out comes Pacheco, and he does well to gobble that ball up, make sure there's nothing in the danger zone. Pacheco puts it down to kick it from the ground. It's a far kick to Sanis. Sanis will try to have it, but Alex Anderson, standing at 6'2", gets the flick. It's into number 11, Ike Abu. Excuse me, Ike Acubuelo. Just couldn't get it off the tongue. Ike Acubuelo got the shot off, but it was deflected well from Sandoval Gutierrez. Gutierrez using his aggression well. The pass into Acubuelo is unsuccessful. They try to get it all the way to Enriquez. Switch of the field now from Cal Baptist. They switch it over to the right. Midway point. To the forward, Josh Mobley. Mobley plays it backwards. Acubuelo. Looking forward. Mark Hope. Staying in the middle. Tackled by Mendez. Good tackle. He's able to keep it. Now Musciano. On the left to Caligari. On his left foot. Now cuts it back to the middle on his right. Back to Sanis. Musciano to Sanis, Caligari, and those are the triangles that they need to continue this game. Caligari tries to beat his defender one-on-one. It's actually tackled by the defender and Enriquez at the same time. It will be Dominican ball. Minutes left in the half off of Mendez's head. Caligari cannot get the head because Mendez went in with his hips too far. The free kick is a short one. Cal Baptist will look to switch the field. Similar to the women, they look to switch at every chance they get. Cole Schmidt, all the way to the left to Bogdanovich, plays it backwards to White, and White will switch it again all the way to Oliver. Oliver falls on the play, but he switches it all the way over to his player on the left. Anderson plays it line. Bogdanovich cannot get to it. Anderson, a big body, 6'2". They will be looking at him as the target all game long. Sandoval Gutierrez stands at 6'1". but Senate's just at 5'11", so a bit of a size advantage for Cal Baptist in this game. Let's see if that can make the difference, especially in what we expect to be a physical game, Julia.
Yeah, a lot of really, really tall players on this California Baptist team.
Mendez. It's taken by Acubuelo. Mendez under the legs of Acubuelo, but it's taken by Mark Hope. Mark Hope just at 5'6", but very speedy. Now Metnick on his right foot. Tries to get the turn, cannot. Instead keeps the ball. Goes backwards. Plays it to Senis. They are on Metnick all game long so far. Mendez open. Leverrier cannot get it to him. Good defense by Rob White. Really put the pressure on Leverrier quickly. Caligari, quality tackle, and he gets the ball back. Now to the left. Tries to get it to Leverrier. It's all the way out of bounds for Oliver. Oliver with a big throw behind Caligari. Sandoval Gutierrez has to chase back. Anderson tries to play Mark Hope. Hope is able to keep it in. Valdez Mendoza needs help. Hope cuts it to the middle. Now backwards to Schmidt. Schmidt looking left. Has Anderson on the left. Looks to go to Valdez Mendoza. Now to Hope. Plays it back to Schmidt. All the way to the right now to Oliver. Oliver looking to go forward. Stolen by Enriquez. Leverrier to Enriquez. Keeps the ball. Goes at Rob White. Good tackle by White. And Enriquez does keep the ball. Now going backwards. Plays it all the way to Senis. Senis has a man on him. Mobley doing a good job keeping the pressure on for Cal Baptist. Cal Baptist steals the ball. They play it backwards and look to keep possession that way. Under 39 minutes left in this half. Still no shots on goal for either team. Really just feeling each other out in these first few minutes.
Even though we see a lot more action of the Dominican players than in the first game we saw today. So that's a good start in comparison.
Absolutely. The pressure is absolutely on. It looks like Dominican came to play today. Verrier, he only stands at 5'11", but at a big 175, definitely plenty of muscle to compete with the bigger defenders back there for Cal Baptist. Those defenders include 6'1", Rob White, 6' Oliver, 6' Schmidt, really just a lot of size back there. It's a beautiful ball to Anderson. He's past everyone. The shot is just over the bar. There was no touch by Rabbit. Rabbit had to come out very quickly. No touch by him. That was a shot by Anderson. Excellent job. Under 38 minutes left in the half. Rabbit will be the one on the goal kick. High goal kick to the center of the field. Mendez will have the head. It's him and Acubuelo. It looks like Mendez and Acubuelo will be going at it all game. Leverrier go in line. Valdez Mendoza has to look backwards. Hope is right on him. Hope puts a couple hands on him, but finally out of bounds. Does the referee say it's a throw-in or a free kick? It's a throw-in. Valdez Mendoza tackled by Hope. Taken by Anderson. Anderson has space in front of him on his right foot. Going left with speed. Shoots it, but Sinis comes over and blocks it away for the corner kick. Anderson, with a lot of speed with those long legs, was able to initially get past Sandoval Gutierrez, but Senis, always with the cover, supports Sandoval Gutierrez and blocks the shot. First shot of the day from either team. High corner kick to the far post, headed by Cal Baptist, back to the near post, and Musciano will have it. He kicks it all the way to no one up top. Now Marco. Back to his defender, Bogdanovich. Yet another sizable defender back there standing at 6'3". Now Anderson, using speed against Enriquez. Now against Caligari. It's a very good cross. Caligari finally clears it away. Oliver. An early cross. Senis heads it away. Leverrier. To Mendez. And Acubuelo is able to flick it away before Mendez can get his foot out. Musciano has to defend Hope. Cutting middle. Towards his right. Caligari steals it. Now Enriquez to Caligari on the left. Keeps it in. plays it backwards to Mushiana. Mushiana, always the one to keep the organization together. Good touch by Valdez Mendoza. Has Minnick on the right. Leverrier plays a beautiful ball. Leverrier is able to get it outside of the box now. Has Mitnick. 35 minutes left in the half. Mendez tries to play it under the legs to Leverrier. Cannot, and it gets to Acabuelo. To Hope. Backwards to Schmidt. Schmidt plays a very good ball to Mobley. Defended well by Sandoval Gutierrez. Back to Hope. Everybody has to get back now for Dominican. Hope plays a very good ball to Mobley. On the left side now, near the corner flag. Defended by Valdez Mendoza. Away by Senes. And finally away by Mushiana. Is it still in? It ends up still in. Yes. Not out for the corner kick. Schmidt. The early cross headed away by Senes. Rabbit does not come out. And the shot by Acabuelo. Stopped by Senes. Anderson back to Schmidt. Finally, Sandoval Gutierrez kicks it away. Dangerous play there from Cal Baptist. And Coach Belechi Guard telling his team to organize themselves defensively. Again, Cal Baptist at 6-2 in conference play. That ties them for second place with Fresno Pacific. They are at 6-4-1 overall. On the right now for Oliver. To Hope. Back to Rob White. And he plays to Oliver. Keeping possession. Keeping it around that midway point. Not a good play, and Acabuelo cannot get to it. Now Leverrier needs to play Mitnick. He does. Mitnick needs to use his speed. Does for a sec, and then cuts it back. Now Mitnick plays Mushiana. Mushiana has a man right on him, using his body. Valdez Mendoza, very good ball to Leverrier. To Mendez. Has Valdez Mendoza going middle. Tries to play him. It's kicked away by Paul Oliver. Well done defensively by Oliver, coming all the way over from the other side to defend Mendez. Very good two-touch play, though, from Dominican. They kept the triangles intact. Now Mitnick holding Hope off. Has Sandoval Gutierrez behind him. Instead turns. And he cannot get it. Mitnick with the beautiful give and go. Has a shot. It's a goal. He got the perfect give and go with Leverrier. And just like that, Colby Mitnick has finished. This game is at 1-0. And against one of the best teams in the PacWest Conference, that early goal that we said was so necessary in the women's game is finished by Colby Mitnick. This game is 1-0.
And I was about to say that what they're doing better than the girls before was simply that they attack earlier and they make use of those short passes, which are simply more accurate in such a game than those long crosses we've seen in the game before.
So a ton of short passes, like you said, ends up with the beautiful through ball. They keep possession, and just like that, Mitnick is the one to finish it. 1-0, Dominican. Gets by Valdez Mendoza, but it cannot get to Hope. It seems as though Valdez Mendoza did not touch it. It will be out for a throw-in. It will be Valdez Mendoza's throw-in at the defensive right side. 33 minutes left in the half. 1-0, Dominican. It's into Acabuelo. Back to White. All the way back to Oliver. Oliver looking left now to Hope. Baptist has a lot of players on the left. Hope almost gets it by Mushiana, but Mushiana does not allow it. He plays on the right to Mitnick now. Mitnick looks to go forward. Going middle. Does not draw the foul. And goes by his defender for the second time. And the referee is calling advantage, so no foul. Mendez keeps the ball. And there will be a foul finally on the play, much to the dismay of the Cal Baptist coach, Greg Schroeder. Under 32 minutes left in this half. Mushiana plays it over the top to Enriquez. Enriquez cannot quite get there before Pacheco. Seems as though Colby Mitnick is down on the play with a knee. Under 32 minutes left. Valdez Mendoza going against two players. has Bogdanovich, the defender, getting forward. Very good play off the head of, it seems as though, Anderson yet again, but it goes over the bar. No save needed for Rabbit. 31 minutes now left in the half. Mitnick seems a little bit shaken up on the play. He did go down to a knee after one of the plays on the field. No limping, yet definitely shaken up. Mitnick is not the person you want shooken up on the play. Easily one of the most important players on this Dominican squad. Mendez plays it backwards to Sandoval Gutierrez. Back to Valdez Mendoza. Line to Musiana. Two-touch play from Dominican. Beautiful ball to Leverrier. He has Enriquez in. Leverrier crosses it. It's cleared away by Oliver. Pierden, the one who comes in for Mitnick, tries to get the cross in. It's to Vela. Now to Pierden. Pierden to Musiana. Musiana going forward is shielded away from the ball by Rob White, and it's out for the goal kick. So Pierden immediately getting into this game and making a bit of an impact. Right now, Dominican wearing probably my favorite jerseys, the black and white horizontal stripes with the black on the side. They are just too fresh out there. Mendez to Leverrier. Enriquez, stolen by Acabuelo. Senes plays it right to the Cal Baptist player, Robinson. Robinson is fouled by Vela. And it looks as though the card will be pulled out. It might not be for Vela, actually, because Caligari was the one to kick the ball way out of the way. So it seems as though, yes, Caligari will be the one to be issued the yellow card for a delay of game. In fact, he was not given a card, just a stern talking to this time. No more delay of games, the referee says. It's over onto the right side now for Cal Baptist, defended by Vela. The cross is in, it's grabbed by Rabbit. Rabbit will have it. Under 30 minutes left in this half. 1-0 Dominican. They have all the momentum right now. Senes with a toe poke. It gets to Acabuelo, though. Now Hope cutting middle from the left side. He plays backwards instead to Oliver. Oliver plays it on the right side to Robinson. Back to Schmidt. On the left now, Bogdanovic. Pierden on him. Very good ball. Gets behind everyone. Acabuelo goes forward. Tackled by Sandoval Gutierrez. And finally cleared away by Vela. Good tackle by Manuel Sandoval Gutierrez. Bogdanovic off the throw-in. Plays all the way over to the right side. Oliver going forward. On the right to Robinson. Back to Oliver. Robinson. The cross. High in the air. Rabbit has to come out. And he will. Grabs it well, very well, in fact, over the big Acabuelo. 6'2", 175 from Torrance, California, Ike Acabuelo stands. Just so much size from Cal Baptist. Lee Leverrier actually chases very well using his speed, and the keeper can do nothing but kick it out of bounds. Cal Baptist looks a bit shaken up this game.
Yeah, and Dominican seems to be really here to play and not only to watch this team make their game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good to see today.
Dominican playing their game, not getting sucked into the Cal Baptist way. Mendez tries to play the through ball. Pierden did not get going in time, and it will get all the way to Pacheco. Pacheco. Big clearance off of Senes' head. On the left now to Bogdanovic. Sandoval Gutierrez has to come over and finally clears it out of bounds for the throw-in on the left side. Under 27 minutes left in the half. It's been a very, very evenly matched game. We have really seen chances from both teams so far. On the left for Cal Baptist. Play it back to Bogdanovich. He might look for a switch. He does, through the backfield. But that backfield is really creeping up for Dominican. Oliver looking to go forward against Enriquez. Enriquez doing well to stay in front. Caligari gets the touch that he needs. And it ends up going out of bounds off of Cal Baptist. Caligari just barely got that necessary touch. 26 minutes left in this first half. It's been a very fast-paced game with a lot of short passes, not necessarily over-the-top through balls so far.
That's true, and I think that's what makes the difference for this Dominican men's team today.
Rabbit's goal kick is to the left. Enriquez will keep it. He's double-teamed and stolen by Cal Baptist. Big clearance from Bogdanovich. Sandoval Gutierrez cannot get the slide. In comes Anderson, has numbers, plays Hope on the left. Hope will try to clear it all the way across the goal. Valdez Mendoza and Senes get back in time, though, and Senes does very well to get in the way. Lee LeVerrier trying to use his speed and actually plays it all the way to the keeper, and Pacheco clears yet another ball into the street next door. Pacheco not quite on his accuracy today. Valdez Mendoza with the throw. Has Vela and Mucian in the middle, as well as LeVerrier. Mendez and Pierden down the line. Sort of interesting to see that right sideline without Mitnick. Mucian off the throw. Quick to Valdez Mendoza. It doesn't go out of bounds, and Hope steals it. He kicks it down the line. Mobley will have to chase against Sandoval Gutierrez. All the way back to Rabbit. Switch of the field to Senes. Through Dominican's 18-yard box, actually. And with the beautiful left foot, Senes to Enriquez. To Vela. LeVerrier over the top. LeVerrier chasing with Pierden. And Pacheco will clear it away. Off of Acabuelo. On the right now to Mobley. Big over-the-top ball, and Senes heads it away. Schroeder, the coach, telling his players to play a little more simply. Vela, big tackle on Acabuelo. Not enough, though. He gets it to Anderson down the right sideline. Senes will have to defend. High cross over Valdez Mendoza. Hope has it. Good slide by Valdez Mendoza. Pierden has to defend now. Early cross from Bogdanovich now, but it's right to Caligari. Good header clearance by Caligari. Enriquez has to work against the bigger Acabuelo. Now on the right for Cal Baptist. Thomas Carter, not in on a lot of the action, finally gets a touch of the ball. Bogdanovich. To Schmidt. Schmidt looking forward. Now plays backwards to White. White will look to swing it again. Acabuelo, open in the middle. Good pressure by Dominican. Mendez has the pressure. Back to Schmidt. Schmidt on the right side now. Plays Anderson. Anderson dribbling backwards. Finally looking forward now. Anderson still with the ball in the corner of the box to Schmidt. Schmidt tries to get out to Acabuelo. Acabuelo with the left-footed shot, but it's stopped by Dominican. Now Mendez to Enriquez. It's stolen by Cal Baptist. With a bit of numbers, going forward, in comes Carter to Hope. Hope on the left side. All the way back to Bogdanovich. Now on the right side to Carter. To Oliver. Now going forward more. Robinson, still dribbling. Acabuelo, backwards on the right now. Early cross over Pierden. It gets to Hope. Did Hope have a touch of the ball? And Pierden is down on the play, shaking. He was really hurt on the play. He's inside of Dominican's box. It looks to be a knee injury. Definitely do not want to see that. And just like that, Dominican's first two options at the right wing position go down. The clock has stopped at 22 minutes. Pearden would have been the first one to the ball, but he missed. Hope did not expect him to miss, so Hope missed where the ball actually went. And by him missing, he ran right into Pearden, who wasn't necessarily looking where Hope was. Yeah. Not necessarily a foul, but definitely a dangerous play.
And he holds his knee that doesn't look that good.
He's still down on the play, grabbing his face. And Robert Pearden, the freshman, is just not looking good. He's 6'2", 160 from Belmont, California, so in that South Bay. A lot of people from that South Bay on Dominican, including Sam Vella as well.
He isn't able to walk properly, so that should be the game for him today.
What do you think Dominican can do, really, to counterattack the size difference of Cal Baptist? Do they need to keep possession, or do they need to try to use their speed, or maybe even a combination of both?
I think it's a combination of both, because the one goal we had so far in this game was a Colby Mitnick goal, which is a very, very, a very quick player.
A very, very quick player. You could say that again.
I think it's a combination of both to get the kind of security through possession of the ball and then use your speed.
Anderson has it on the corner of the box. Plays it to Robinson. Robinson has a shot. It's just wide. Rabbit had the dive, but it was just wide. Rabbit had to dive to his right for the back post shot. That was the fourth shot from Cal Baptist. They have really had most of the possession this game. Just haven't had anything to show for it, at least in the first 24 minutes of the game. Rabbit's goal kick to Mendez. Over. Jordan Rohde is the one to come in for Robert Pearden. Now Enriquez will go to the right wing. Leverrier to the left wing. Mendez stays in his same position in the middle as the attacking mid, with Rohde as the new target. Leverrier was the target up top. Valdez Mendoza tries to chip it over Bogdanovich, is not able to. And finally looks like a handball on Swap Mushiana. Rob White. Short pass to Acabuelo. 20 minutes left in the half. Still 1-0 Dominican. It's into Anderson. Anderson is wide open. Defended by Mushiana. Left-footed shot by number 8, Cole Schmidt. It's on the ground, though, and Rabbit shuffles over. Grabs it easily. Rabbit with the drop kick. Rabbit, instead of a more conventional drop kick, almost always goes with the bounce kick, which seems to work for him because he has a very, very strong leg. I'll actually give you guys an update on Eric Anderson. In, I believe, the last game that we saw, the last home game that we saw was the game that Eric Anderson got injured. He did get a concussion on the play from a knee to the face of the opponent. However, he is, in fact, okay now. He's actually all cleared to play now. He would be able to be out there on the field, but with a lot of time spent not training, that means your skills do unfortunately erode, especially with the rigorous schedule of Division II. So with Bolecci Guard's options at keeper, including Patrick Rabbit, the very, very skilled backup, he elects to simply get Anderson back up to speed and let Rabbit have the time. Now Leverrier at the midway point gets across. Has Rohde and Vella on the left. Leverrier still dribbling, able to keep it in. They didn't think so. It's still in. Cal Baptist had no idea that the ball was still in. Verrier with the shot, but it's stopped by Cal Baptist. Musiana gives it right up. Now Cal Baptist on the left to Anderson. Valdez Mendoza, good tackle. Anderson really tried to use the hesitation and an acceleration move, but unable to against the quick feet of Valdez Mendoza. Substitution now. Josh Mobley, the freshman, coming out. Chris Gaetan coming in, the sophomore from Temecula, California. Schmidt off the throw-in. Switches it over to the right side. Paul Oliver. You can hear that wind on the mic. It is starting to pick up in spurts. Hope plays it backwards to White. White now all the way over to Oliver. Oliver looking back middle to Schmidt now. White going forward. Has Hope. Plays him. Hope finding space in the middle behind Sandoval Gutierrez. And Rabbit comes out. Number three, Chris Gaetan, had the shot, but he tried to go under Rabbit's legs. Rabbit, even with those long legs that might be susceptible to being able to go under, was able to close them in time. Now Rohde. Rohde unable to keep the ball. It goes all the way back to Pacheco. Under 17 minutes left in the half. Pacheco has a long kick off of Senes' head backwards. And finally, Senes has another opportunity. Musiana plays it forward to Mendez. Good ball to Mendez. Enriquez. Musiana plays Rohde. It's a bit too over the top. Musiana knows it. Rohde cannot get to it. Pacheco plays it to White. White loses a little bit of balance. Has to play it all the way over to Oliver. Oliver looking right. Carter. Schmidt. Schmidt seems to be the Musiana type player of Cal Baptist's squad. On the left now for Bogdanovich. Going at Valdez Mendoza. Plays it down the line to Hope. Musiana on defense. Very good ball into the middle. Senes on defense. It's played out. The shot by Acapulco. A bullet, but it is just wide. My goodness, that was a bullet and a very dangerous opportunity for Cal Baptist. Really do have the speed going down the wings, don't they?
They really do. And even though they are not that active anymore compared to the first minutes of the game, you know they still can be dangerous from 1 minute to the other. So we have to be really, really careful in this game.
So far, Valdez Mendoza and Caligari have had their hands full. They really have. And they've been doing as best as they could. It has mostly been the support from Sandoval Gutierrez and Chris Senes, though. They have been going sideline to sideline despite the fact that they are center backs. It is necessary for them, though. Under 15 minutes left in the half. Musiana up to Mendez. Mendez flicks it to himself. Overcomes Schmidt. Good defense by Schmidt. Rohde has to work back. Acapulco turns around. To Schmidt. To Oliver. Dominican not quite keeping the pressure up. And all of a sudden, Dominican has to defend quickly. Sandoval Gutierrez heads it away. Anderson to Hope. Hope is space in front of him. Over to Gaetan. He gets it to Hope. Hope goes down to the ground, and the referee says no call. Coach Greg Schroeder asking for the call, and Fabian Valdez Mendoza asking as well for the call. He's asking for a flopping card. Referee says he did flop, indeed did make the flopping motion over to the coach. Coaches can't even believe it, but Mark Hope did go down fairly easily. Valdez Mendoza, a quick throw. Greg Schroeder still talking to the ref. Cannot believe that there was not a PK on the play. Acapulco almost loses possession. Now Mendez has to play defense. Acapulco plays it over to Oliver, who gets it on to Carter. Robinson in the middle, fouled by Vella. Carter into Gaetan, keeps it from Mendez. Gaetan, good down the line play over to Carter. Carter making a good run, defended by Caligari, cuts to the middle, plays it on the ground. It's cleared away by Senes. Acapulco cleared away by Vella. Rhodey has to work hard. He's the only one up there with two defenders, and it's off of LeVerrier for the throw-in. Carter on the right side into Anderson. Anderson wide open, is able to turn. Should not be able to turn in that situation. Needs to have a defender right on him, especially someone with the skill of Anderson. Dominican shifting over to the left now and back over to the right in the center circle. Acapulco on to the right now for Oliver. Into Gaetan. Down the line to Carter. Carter gets by Caligari. Into the box. Has the cross. It's a goal. And it looks like Cole Schmidt got in there for the left foot. And he finished. Finished very, very well. Excellent, excellent run from Thomas Carter. The 6'1 sophomore defender got by Caligari with speed into the box and played the perfect ball into Schmidt. All of a sudden, this game tied up 1-1.
It was something that we were kind of expecting, or that was kind of expectable in those last 2 or 3 minutes when they gained more and more possession. But it's still a game that Dominican can change right now.
It really had been all Cal Baptist all the time for these last 5 minutes, and they finally capitalized. Just an excellent run from Thomas Carter on the play. Sandoval Gutierrez to Senes. Senes on his left foot, comfortable with his left or right. Rhodey cannot keep control of the ball. Big pressure by Rob White, as always. Sandoval Gutierrez behind Senes is able to get the header. Caligari. LeVere able to steal the ball, but not before Cal Baptist takes it right back. Carter tries to play Acapulco. It's taken by Musiana. Now Rhodey. Can he keep the ball? He can. Back to Musiana. To Vella. Vella still playing it backwards. Now to Senes. Just really getting that Dominican offense up. All the way over to Valdez Mendoza. And Valdez Mendoza, with a bit of indecision on the play, wasn't sure whether to dribble or pass. Kind of did a mixture of both, and that is not a good idea, especially with quick defenders like James Bogdanovich on him. Senes to Mendez. Back to Musiana. Has Enriquez on the right. Plays him. Valdez Mendoza behind him. Good play. Rhodey in the middle. Might look to play him. Instead goes to Enriquez. To Musiana. Back to Valdez Mendoza. Excellent triangle play. Now to Rhodey. Rhodey needs to work. Gets the ball back. And there will be a foul call. Schroeder can't even believe it, but Rhodey did keep possession, did get hacked on the play. This foul will be from about the corner of the box, I'd say 25 yards out. It's a quick kick from Musiana. Enriquez with the cross over the bar. Unsuccessful from Enriquez. They need better than that.
Penguin sub number 25.
Number 25, freshman Chandler Roselli coming into the game for Lee LeVerrier. Just over 10 minutes left in this half. LeVerrier coming off the field looks tired, but he has been working extra hard, really putting the pressure on these Cal Baptist defenders. Pacheco's goal kick high to the back of the center circle. Musiana, it's behind Sandoval Gutierrez. Anderson going towards the corner. Anderson, defended by Valdez Mendoza. Hope, back to Bogdanovich. Bogdanovich fakes the cross and goes back to White. All the way back to the right side now. Oliver, early cross of his own, but Anderson is not there, and Rabbit will simply have it in his hands. Enriquez, Valdez Mendoza, good tackle, saves the ball from Acabuelo. Vela cannot get it. Not a very good pass from Senes. It's over to Carter. Carter getting an attack position on the left to Hope. On the outside of the box now, going towards the corner. Defended well. And Rabbit will be the one to reach up and snag that ball from the air. Okay cross from Hope, but Rabbit was in position. Kicks it up to Rohde. It's behind Rohde. All the way to Pacheco. Under 10 minutes left. Pacheco all the way to Caligari. Caligari falls down to the ground. It will be a foul. Foul yet again on Alex Anderson. Anderson so far all over the field. Referee stops the time. There is a substitution. Musiana is the one down on the field. He took a knee because he just was not feeling good. Seems to be grimacing. Doesn't need help off the field, but is definitely grimacing. Josh Godoy will be the one to take Musiana's place.
For CBU, number 9, Jonathan Fausto.
Dale Howard and number 9, Jonathan Fausto, and number 14, Jerome Garul, will be the ones on the field now new for Cal Baptist. Under 8 minutes left in this half. So far, it's been 2 shots for Dominican, but they've been able to capitalize on one of them, and 7 for Cal Baptist. The percentage is far higher for Dominican, but you don't care about percentages when you're getting outshot 7-2. Valdez Mendoza has it off his chest. Back to Senes. Good defensive play by Dominican. Senes on the left foot. Been really using that left foot a lot this game. Seems very, very comfortable with it. Roselli has to get back. Schmidt. Very good ball into Garul. Not able to keep it, though, and Valdez Mendoza will have the clearance. Thomas Carter's throw. He's on the right side in the attacking half. 7 minutes left in the half. On the right now. Fausto tries to get the cross. Cleared away by Roselli. High clearance, but not very far. Rohde tries to play it. It's all the way back to the corner now. Enriquez working hard. And it's played all the way back to Pacheco safely for Cal Baptist. They switch it over to the right side now. Oliver. Down the line. Taken by Roselli. Vela. Roselli. Enriquez. Enriquez seeming to play target. Rohde will have to chase now. Going against the defender, Paul Oliver. Oliver plays it all the way back to Pacheco. Very good one touch. Pacheco's ball is perfect to Fausto. Back to Carter. Has Schmidt. Schmidt can't get it. Enriquez steals it. Enriquez plays Rohde. Rohde, extension of the hands, not called. Tries to play it back. He's in the box. To Mendez. Mendez going right to where Rohde was. Hands all over him. No call. Gets the cross. The shot by Roselli. It's wide. Roselli had himself a one-touch opportunity from right on the line of the box. An excellent, excellent opportunity, something that you dream of, but was not able to put it on target. Five and a half minutes left in the half. In comes Patrick Davis. Just over 5 minutes left in the half. Patrick Davis. Defending well. Patrick Davis, nicknamed PD by just about everyone, really does have quite the acceleration burst. And if he has one skill, it is the cannon on that right foot. Not just right foot, left foot as well, but that right foot is one of the strongest shots I have ever seen from a Dominican player. If he gets it within 30 yards, he basically has the green light from Belechi guard to shoot it. It's high in the air. Petey has to chase. Back to Valdez Mendoza. To Davis. Has to work. Godoy. Line. Taken by Baptiste. And now it's all the way back to Oliver. 4 minutes left in the half. On the left. Rob White. Looking middle. Acapulco. To Bogdanovich. Good triangle play. Anderson. Anderson, very, very good ball to Garul on the outside of the box in the corner. Back to Bogdanovich. Looking backwards. Now switches the field to Schmidt. It gets past Schmidt over to Oliver. Oliver down this right sideline to Thomas Carter. Carter with the cross. It's deflected away by Chandler Roselli out for the corner kick. Just about 3 minutes left in the half. The corner kick will be from the right side. High in the air. Beyond Rabbit. And it looks like it actually went out and curved back in. So the corner kick went out for the goal kick. Not a good corner there by Cal Baptist. So with under 3 minutes left, Danny Manfred comes in. Mark Caligari comes out at that left back position. It'll be Rabbit's goal kick. Into the center circle. Good up by Schmidt. Valdez Mendoza. To Mendez. Vela. Vela tackled on the play, and it's a foul. Schroeder standing up now, and he can't even believe it. The yellow card is coming out. Who will it be for? It will be for Acapulco. Acapulco earns himself a yellow, both for the foul call, as well as it looks like a delay of game, actually. So the referee, consistent with his delay of game calls, told number 11 already to leave the ball alone, but he did not do that. Now Greg Schroeder is just simply not happy with the referee. He's had his toes on the line yelling to the referee almost the entire game. The assistant referee actually had to come and help him calm down. Referee turns his back. Schroeder can't believe it. Senes has a high free kick. Pacheco, can I get it? And this time, referee sees the extension of the hand from Rohde. Pacheco will have the free kick to Bogdanovich. On the left to Garul. Down the line to Anderson. Sandoval Gutierrez has to chase back. He plays it backwards. Bit of a dangerous ball, but Rabbit is able to get it out all the way out of bounds. Just under 2 minutes left. Garul, defended well by Valdez Mendoza. Plays it backwards to Bogdanovich. Gets by Petey. Gets by Godoy. Now Acapulco. Backwards to Paul Oliver. Has space in front of him. Defended by Roselli now. On to Carter. Carter cutting middle. Left-footed cross. Headed away by Senes. Oliver on the right now to Carter. Carter trying to use the speed again, and Senes is there this time. Senes making sure to really let his presence be known on the play.
1 minute.
1 minute in the half. It gets behind Senis, but is not able to get to Paul Oliver. Greg Schroeder has been absolutely been berating this assistant referee, which never really makes sense to me when a coach berates an assistant, because there's really not a lot that the assistant can do. The assistant referee is supposed to support the center referee in everything that he does. It's not like he can just argue with the center referee. So Greg Schroeder talking to the assistant referee, not making a lot of sense. However, he has been talking to the center referee plenty as well.
10
seconds left.
Eight,
headed away by Senis.
Seven, six,
now Sandoval Gutierrez
five,
simply
four,
kicks it away. It
three,
will go out of bounds.
Two,
that will
one.
Be the half. All tied up, 1-1.
The first half,
and
with Dominican
very
and
different body language from each team coming off the field. Cal Baptist coming off with a bit of shoulder slump. Everybody just talking to the ref, not looking very happy, while Dominican looking a bit encouraged. They know that they got a quality goal on the play, and they know that they are really playing well. Now actually Mendez, interesting, comes over to talk to Schroeder. This is really becoming an interesting situation with Greg Schroeder talking to the referees. We'll see how that play develops in the second half. But Julia, it's looking pretty decent from Dominican, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. I think they should just try to come back to the way they played in the first two or three minutes. That would be a good decision to do.
Coached by Chris Browning. They will participate
now
in a
actually in the center circle now. The Boys and Girls Club of Davidson Middle School will actually have an opportunity to win a few prizes in the halftime competition. But we will be back on radio.dominican.edu. For Julia, I am Jordan. You are listening to Penguin Radio.
Our contestants today are Kenny.
I'll make you famous.
Dominican University of California versus Cal Baptist men's game. It has been quite the game so far, hasn't it, Julia?
Totally. But, we would have liked to see some more goals of Dominican, maybe. But it wasn't like that so far. But maybe that'll change now.
It's always nice to see that. And right now, the goals do stand at 1-1 each. Very, very close game. So far, it has been mostly possessed by Cal Baptist. However, Dominican has put together plenty of excellent combinations using triangle play and down the line through balls to their advantage. They do have the speed on the wings, and now finally Colby Mitnick does come back into the game. His cleat actually basically ripped apart in that first half, so he had to come out and fix that up. Back now, and he'll try to use that speed on the right side to keep possession and really look to go forward for the Penguins, because Mitnick right now is the only goal scorer for the Penguins. It hopefully won't stay that way, though. The kickoff is off. Cal Baptist starts with it. Oliver to White. Jordan Rohde stays in the game. And stolen by Enriquez. Musiana has Enriquez on the left, plays him. Enriquez cannot get turned around enough. Out of bounds for the Cal Baptist throw on the right side. This half starts right now. 7-3 in favor of Cal Baptist, the Lancers of Riverside. 3 saves so far from Rabbit, just 1 from Pacheco needed. Senis tries to play it in, cannot, has to get back quickly. Garul going forward, back to Schmidt, to Garul, to the new in, Wyatt Dean. On the right now to Thomas Carter. Carter gets by his defender, Musiana. And finally, Musiana clears it away. It's to Schmidt. Mendez almost steals it. It's just about taken by Oliver, and it will be out of bounds for the throw-in instead. Throw-in for Carter on the right side. Just in front of their attacking half. Now Dean tries to keep it from Musiana. Double-teamed. Taken by Enriquez now. Caligari. Five Cal Baptist defenders in the area, and it's out of bounds for the throw-in. Jordan Rohde. Taken by Oliver. And finally, everybody gets a little bit spread out. It was sort of bunch ball in the middle, it seemed. Anderson on the right side now to Fausto. Fausto looks for the cross. Has it right off of Caligari's head. Caligari walks away. That hit the back of his head very hard. Has to get back and play defense, though. Senes gets in the way. Schmidt with a big shot, but Rohde gets in the way. Now Anderson still on the outside of the box. Enriquez has to get back defensively. Carter, an excellent touch. Cannot keep it in, though. Carter just about did the perfect touch that he needed. And a stop of the ball now. A stop of the clock to check on Caligari. He did get hit hard in the back of the head from the ball. Rabbit's goal kick towards the left side. Enriquez with a big head. Just about got an elbow to the back of his neck, but Mendez has it down the left corner now. Big tackle from Oliver. Mendez is able to get it. And Mendez does an absolutely fantastic job of going around the shielding body of Paul Oliver, touching it away so that Paul Oliver could not shield it away from going out of bounds, and kicking it off of Schmidt to have the Dominican corner kick. The corner will come from the left side, off of Enriquez's right foot, headed away. Minnick cannot do it defensively. Sandoval Gutierrez can, though. He turns left, plays Enriquez. Now Colby down the line. Tries to get turned around, but Oliver is there with the quality defense off of Enriquez's foot out of bounds. Carter's throw from the right side now. Caligari has to chase back. It gets passed by Caligari. They go in hard with Fausto, and Fausto is behind him. He tries to play Anderson. Anderson was wide open, but Fausto's pass was two in front. Rabbit comes out and is able to snag it. 4 minutes into this half. Enriquez, Rohde, and Mendez, the three chasers. But that leaves the midfield open, and that's to the glee of Gaetan. Finally taken by Mendez, and Mendez playing very physically. Dean able to keep the ball. Sandoval Gutierrez, Anderson right behind him. Anderson using his hands, gets by Sandoval Gutierrez. The cross is in. Rabbit grabs it. He is able to snag it right out of the air. The cross not dangerous because of that play by Patrick Rabbit. Cole Schmidt, big pressure. The defensive center mid really getting into the attack. Now Wyatt Dean gets the header away from David Mendez. On the left now to Garul. He cuts middle. Finally has Schmidt. Play Carter. Back to Schmidt in the middle. Schmidt looking forward down on his right foot. Plays it all the way over to the left now to Josh Robinson. Robinson with space in front of him. Gets by Fabian Valdez Mendoza, but Sandoval Gutierrez chases hard out there and is able to stop the shot. Now Mitnick goes backwards on his right foot. Plays Sandoval Gutierrez, who has to have the clearance. Dean, still in a dangerous area. The shot stopped by Sandoval Gutierrez again. Now Schmidt poked away. Caligari to Enriquez. Enriquez is not able to save it. It's for the Oliver throw. Instead, it would be Carter to throw it. 39 minutes left in this game. Still 1-2-1. Mendez finally chases. Schmidt looking forward. Over the top to Gaetan. Defended by Senes. Needs to keep his arms down. And it's played away by Gaetan. Good D from Senes. Caligari. Throw in from the left. Eight shots now for Cal Baptist. Flicked away by Enriquez. Brody has to chase. Enriquez now defending. Back to Pacheco. White over to Robinson. Back to White. It's been mostly Cal Baptist this half, Julia.
Yeah, they really gain more and more possession, and Dominican isn't really able to keep up to that right in the moment. I hope this will change.
So far defensively, we've seen a lot of good things this half from really all four defenders. But the defensive center mids, Vela and Musciana, have barely even seen a touch of the ball. Mendez tries to chase it. Oliver working very hard on the outside of his box, but Mendez has no help on the pressure. Out to Robinson. Garul. Good two-touch play from Cal Baptist. On the left now. Bogdanovich chases. Can he get it before it goes out for the corner kick? Instead, he pokes it away. It's the deflection. It'll be a Dominican throw. Now Mitnick, trying to keep possession. Physical play by both Mitnick and Bogdanovich. Mitnick going right. Plays it back to Valdez Mendoza. Mendez, Musciana, Vela. Vela not with a very good pass. Mendez is still there, though. Senes. Very good ball to Caligari. Had Enriquez on the left sideline. And back comes Caligari to defend well. Rohde to Enriquez. Cannot keep it in, though. Rohde had the one touch. But Enriquez was going backwards instead of forwards. It's the simple things that are really biting Dominican in the butt. Senes against Anderson. Anderson can keep it in, and Senes gets in front of Anderson. Anderson clips the back of his heels. Senes goes down for the free kick. Excellent defense from Senes, being able to draw that foul. Under 36 minutes left in the game. The free kick is to the middle, to a wide open Enriquez. Musciana, Valdez Mendoza. Has Vela in the middle, goes line to Mendez. Mendez chased by White. White heads it out of bounds. Substitution now for Dominican. Mitnick is coming off the field. In comes LeVerrier.
Lee LeVerrier re-enters the game for Dominican.
I believe yet again Mitnick's cleats came apart. This time getting more tape to fix that. He really does need to fix that situation, especially being such an important player in such a close game for the Penguins. Under 35 minutes left in the game. Flicked away by Cal Baptist. Now Senes has the clearance. It's to Gaetan. He tries to play it to Garul, taken by Sandoval Gutierrez. In the back to Mendez. Mendez plays it backwards to Enriquez. Enriquez cannot keep it. In comes White. White going forward. He's in the attacking half. Good through ball to Garul. He's on sides. Down the sideline. Slide by Valdez Mendoza. And it's out of bounds for the corner kick. Valdez Mendoza beat on the play, but able to get back in time to defend the cross well. Four saves for Rabbit so far. The kick is in, headed by White, and it's wide. White had the open goal, and I believe the referee is calling a corner, even though Cal Baptist all started to walk back as if they thought it was a goal kick. It will be another corner, though. Chris Gaetan, the sophomore midfielder from Temecula, California, have the cross. Away by Rohde. Dean, the volley of his own, taken by LeVerrier. LeVerrier to Enriquez. Enriquez has LeVerrier. He's onside, going against Wyatt Dean. Wyatt Dean just barely pokes it away. They were equal in speed, not a step in between them. But finally, the counterattack is thwarted by Wyatt Dean, one of the only people back there for Cal Baptist.
And that again shows us how important speed is in such a tight game like this. You simply need counterattacks like this to make a difference.
A good counterattack can mean so much to a team. It can really be the difference. Vela, knocked off the ball by Gaetan. It will be a foul. Vela down on the play. He ends up getting up. Just about 32 minutes left. The free kick will be about 40, 45 yards away. Mushiana will have it from the right side. It's a very good kick. It just goes over Mendez. Did anybody touch it? No, they did not. A goal kick is called. Under 32 minutes left. Substitution for Dominican. Out comes Rohde. In comes Mitnick. Now Mitnick will go over to the right winger side. LeVerrier will end up the target, and Enriquez on the left. Gruel coming out while Mark Hope comes in for Cal Baptist.
Number 18, Mark Hope.
Gruel played pretty well over on that left side, really getting into that attacking mindset. Mendez, defensive header. Enriquez looking backwards. Mushiana to Mendez. Mendez not able to keep it in. Throw in is backwards to Oliver. Oliver with a big ball taken by Senes. Off his thigh to Schmidt. Schmidt going forward, defended by Mushiana. Schmidt looking left, now looks right. Has players on the right. Has Anderson. Anderson going at Caligari. Plays it into the box. Backwards now. Carter might have a cross. He plays it wide instead to Gaetan. Gaetan, wide open cross. Away by Mushiana. High into the air. Headed by Gaetan. Now Dean on the corner of the box. Still with the ball. Caligari pokes it away. And Gaetan is able to keep it in. Carter now still on the right side. Finally, they get it over to the left backwards now. Oliver. Space in front of him. Plays it. Tries to get the give and go. Cleared away by Caligari. And out comes Dominican. Finally away. Pacheco. Looking for the big ball. Sandoval Gutierrez will have to have the header. It gets behind him. Rabbit has to come out, and that's a goal! And just like that, the ball from Pacheco is a perfect one. It got behind Sandoval Gutierrez, and in comes, I believe, number six, Paul Oliver with the goal. That came now with 30 minutes left in the game. Paul Oliver with the shot and make. All of a sudden, this game is 2-1, and Cal Baptist with all the momentum.
Number six, Paul Oliver.
Sandoval Gutierrez. Dominic, and Mitnick lets it get by him. Dominican looks a little frazzled. Now after that goal, they need to keep that pressure up. See the pressure that they've been doing for the past 60 minutes. Throw in is in. behind Arneson, taken by Sandoval Gutierrez. Soft play. Back to him. Now Mendez with the header. It's very good to Mitnick. Has line. Tries to go line. Bogdanović is right on it, though. Bogdanović has played very, very quality defense so far. Hasn't seen a lot of Mitnick, though. Really just seen that goal. Leverrier gets it taken by Schmidt. Taken by Musiana now. Mendez, they're on the right side in the attacking half. Mitnick gets by two defenders. Can he get by the third? He can! He's at the corner of the box. Still Mitnick. Mendez, backwards. Splits the D to Leverrier. To Mendez in the box. Can Mendez get it away from the goal kick? He cannot. And the one touch from Leverrier just a little bit too strong. So Mitnick immediately showing his worth and why he is so important to Dominican. He kept possession despite being triple teamed at times. Goes over Vela. Sandoval Gutierrez gets a little bit tripped up on the play. Caligari now can do nothing but play it out of bounds. Caligari and Gaetan getting into it a little bit. Caligari, not a big guy, not necessarily over his physical, but he just seems to get into it with a lot of players. And finally, there is a call. It will be about actually 15 yards behind what Cal Baptist thought was the free kick spot. There is just about 27 and a half minutes left in this game. 2-1 Cal Baptist. Paul Oliver will be the one. He takes a quick kick to Hope. Has Robinson on the left. Now Bogdanović. Bogdanović back to Hope. Has Oliver. Plays him. Oliver going forward. Has the right-footed shot. It's a bullet, but it's wide. Far wide went the shot, but Oliver looking to get in the action, especially after the goal. You really see the defenders getting into the offensive action for Cal Baptist. You'd like to see the same thing from Dominican.
We would. Such flexibility is always something special, but I think Dominican somehow got out of the game right now.
Caligari's throw on the left to Enriquez. Taken by Carter. Musiana, not a good touch of the ball, taken by Schmidt. Now, White on the left to Bogdanović. Switched all the way back over to the right side now. Caligari shifting all the way back, but so is Schmidt. Sandoval Gutierrez takes it on the outside of the box now. Clears it away, and there's really to no one. Just has to get the defense up. Dean. Anderson in the center circle. Plays it backwards. Oliver has Carter on the right. Plays him. Enriquez. Schmidt all the way back to Pacheco. Chased by Mendez, and it's cleared away by Pacheco. Behind Caligari. Hope is right there. And it looks like Hope will be called for the foul. Caligari was really the only one seemingly back there for defense. Hope did put two hands on him, despite the fact that he didn't put a lot of pressure with those hands. The two hands is cause for a foul, especially in a dangerous area like that. Hands all over Mitnick. Able to keep the ball, but he's still going backwards. Sandoval Gutierrez to Valdez Mendoza, headed down the line. Off of Sandoval Gutierrez's head, it's out of bounds. And you can really tell that he is not happy with himself the way he has played so far. Schmidt to Carter. in the attacking half now. Senis, very good tackle. And Senis is called for the foul. Can't even believe it. Screams at the referee, in fact. The player, Chris Gatton, did go down on the play, but it didn't seem as though Senis did much to cause that. There will be a foul. The clock is stopped, but there is no yellow card given. A little bit of confusion as the referee is letting the time stop, but he is the one to keep the game stopped. Very interesting by the referee. Two-man wall. And Carter goes by. Schmidt with the high cross to the far post. Rabbit comes out and punches it away. Schmidt goes in now for the header. It's right to him, and it's just flicked away by Jonathan Fausto. If Fausto didn't hit that ball, it probably would have gotten right to Schmidt's head for the wide-open goal. Again, the size advantage for this Lancer team has really made the difference. Just about 23 minutes left. Enriquez tries to get a bit of a bicycle kick behind him, but it goes out of bounds. On the right side now for Carter. Substitution for Cal Baptist. In comes Braden Pilcher. Down the line throw to Schmidt. Schmidt now in the middle. All the way over to the left to Bogdanovich. Looking forward, still going forward on his right foot, cutting middle. Going left now, the left-footed shot. It's a hard one, but it's right to Rabbit. All he has to do is get down to the ground and snag it. A big drop kick all the way over to White, the streaking back White. Take it by Mitnick now. Mitnick has to hurry a little bit, looking a little lackadaisical. But he often does that to fool the defenders. He's so good with the acceleration that he can use that burst of speed to get by him so quickly. Mitnick not able to keep the ball. The counterattack is on for Pilcher. Pilcher. Fausto on the right. Anderson on the left. It's taken by Sandoval Gutierrez. Just anticipation right there by Sandoval Gutierrez. However, he missteps the ball and is taken by Anderson. Anderson, now on the left side of the box. The cross is in. Rabbit has to come out and grab it. The throw into the middle to Enriquez. Has Valdez Mendoza on the right. Now Minnick, forward. Mendez tries to get the turn, cannot. And Enriquez, not with a strong tackle. It's into Mark Hope. Mendez tries not to lower his shoulder on the play, but on the much smaller Hope, it is hard not to foul him with coming in from behind. The foul will be about 40 yards away from the goal. Under 22 minutes left in the game. Schmidt to Oliver. Back to Bogdanovich. Now to Oliver. Going at Valdez Mendoza. Tries to give and go with Hope. Stopped by Musiana. Now taken by Schmidt. He looks right, has Carter on the right sideline. They're definitely in a very attacking position. Dean, back to Schmidt. On the left now, Bogdanovich to Oliver. Oliver to Dean in the middle. On the right side now, Vela has to hurry. Defending Schmidt, now Enriquez. Bella going at the ball. Dean plays it. It's off the chest of Vela, and Caligari will have to clear it out of bounds. 2-1 still, Cal Baptist over Dominican. Throwing is into Dean. Back to Schmidt. Crosses the field. Yet again, just another switch of the field. Mark Hope looking forward. Has Oliver on the left. Plays him. Oliver with the one-touch cross, cleared away by Sandoval Gutierrez. Hope now. Back to Bogdanovich. On the left to Hope. It's taken by Oliver. Now Hope on the left side, just outside of the box. Goes line against Valdez Mendoza. And it looks like Valdez Mendoza was able to just barely flick it away. Hope will be content with the corner kick. Under 20 minutes left in the game. Colby Mitnick not having his best game despite his goal. The corner kick is in. It's off the crossbar from the head of Oliver. In again, but headed away by Senes. That crossbar seeing some action. It got over the outstretched hand of Rabbit. But lucky enough for Dominican, that crossbar was on their side today. Still 2-1, though, in favor of Cal Baptist. Beautiful ball into Schmidt. It goes off of the top of his head, and it will be out for a goal kick. Dangerous cross in.
A lot of attack in the last couple of minutes. It seems as if the score wouldn't be like that for the last minutes of the game.
Substitution now. Sam Vela comes off the field. Chandler Roselli coming in. Rabbit with the goal kick. Over Roselli. And Roselli immediately called for the foul, trying to undercut, really holding the shorts of his opponent. Dominican just has 18 minutes to come back from this 2-1 deficit. Short passes by Cal Baptist. Now Oliver. Looking forward finally. Almost taken by Mendez. Dean. Back to Schmidt. Mitnick now playing on the right winger. It goes over Senes. Sandoval Gutierrez has to hurry. The very speedy Pilcher is able to get it. Pilcher still with the ball now. Plays it backwards. Hope. The cross in. It's over Senes. Now to Anderson. Anderson. The shot is on by Fosto, but it's wide. And just like that, another goal kick. Very, very dangerous play from Cal Baptist that was excellent job of really looking up, not forcing the issue, and getting the most quality shot that they possibly could. Big goal kick off the head of Schmidt. Anderson going at Caligari. Caligari steals it. Oh, and there's just no communication from Dominican, and it cost them the ball. Honestly, just unacceptable from Dominican. They need to talk to each other. Enriquez and Caligari were going after the same ball without a defender, and they get the turnover. Senes, big foul on Wyatt Dean after the fancy play from Senes. Under 17 minutes left in the game. It'll be Rabbit's free kick right about from outside the 18. Rabbit throws it too far up, trying to cheat a little too much, as players often do. It's just called gamesmanship, trying to get the ball just that 5 yards forward that you need it. Mendez can't get the ball up. It's headed away by Cal Baptist, taken by Caligari. In the center circle. Valdez Mendoza to Mitnick. Mitnick with Bogdanovich right on him. Mitnick somehow able to keep the ball. He's going backwards. Finally trying to go forwards, but White is right there. Roselli, the header is right to Wyatt Dean. Hope, looking forward, past the center circle. Has Dean. It's a good ball, but Rabbit saw it all the way and is able to come out to Musciano. Has Valdez Mendoza, instead plays Mitnick. But good defense by Bogdanovich. He's been all over that defensive line. Valdez Mendoza, still dribbling. Now Mitnick at the halfway mark. Mendez, Musciano, Mitnick. On the left foot to Mendez. Then there is a foul. The hand got wrapped around Mendez. Foul was called. Musciano. To Roselli, quickly. Roselli has to hurry. Has pressure right on him. Caligari has line, plays Enriquez down the line. Enriquez needs to keep it. Is he able to keep it in? He is, but he plays it right to Roselli, and it's back to Pilcher. Pilcher going forward. Anderson in the middle. Pilcher has a lot of speed. Senis going with him. And Pilcher off the shoulder from Senis, and Senis is able to keep it. Caligari now down the line. Enriquez back to Senis. Senis has to toe poke it, but it gets to right to Wyatt Dean. Mark Hope gets by his defender. Valdez Mendoza with a good slide. On the right now to Fausto. Fausto with the cross. It's high. Looks like it goes over the bar. Anderson not able to keep it in. Substitution now with under 15 minutes left.
Number 21, Jordan Rohde re-enters.
LeVerrier coming off. Jordan Rohde coming on. Out comes Jonathan Fausto. In comes Josh Robinson for Cal Baptist. Again, 14 minutes left in this 2-1 game. It has been a very close game so far. Mostly controlled by Cal Baptist, however, Dominican has had plenty of their own moments. Taken by Enriquez. The foul is called on Carter. He knows it, so he gets back right away. Musciano plays it back to Senis. Dominican has to hurry. Seems as though they do have that sense of urgency now. Rohde cannot keep it and is stolen by Cal Baptist. On the left now for Bogdanovich. Julie, is there anything different that Dominican can do that can really advance their going forward, really. They haven't been going forward enough yet this game. Maybe put three forwards up there.
Yeah,
possibly put three defenders and one more in the midfield.
I think the problem was a little bit this second goal of California Baptist University, because that simply kind of took the spirit of them a little bit, I think. And I don't know what the reason was that they couldn't keep up their speed and their activity that they had in the first half. It's really, really sad because they had their moments and simply couldn't make use of them.
They did have their moments. Unfortunately, they only have three shots to show for it. Mitnick with a very fancy flick, but it's off of the head of White, gets into Pacheco. Robinson and Pilcher almost had an excellent counterattack earlier, but Pilcher ended up offsides. Anderson now on the outside of the box. To Pilcher. Now Hope has space in front of him. Dean, right-footed shot. It's just wide to the near post. About a 25-yard shot that was. Substitution now. Vinny Enriquez coming off the field. Danny Manfred going on. Off comes Thomas Carter. In goes Brian Portillo. Pelleci guard embracing Enriquez. Enriquez doesn't seem to be happy with himself, but Pelleci guard did like the way that he played most of the game. Minnick gets it stolen. Roselli cannot get it.
Number 12, Brian Portillo.
Now Rob White to Hope.
Number 30, Danny Manfred re-enters for Dominican.
Plays it backwards to Portillo. Portillo at the right back position that Carter was. White in the middle now to Schmidt. Defended by Roselli. Back to Oliver. Schmidt in the center circle. Back to Portillo. On the right side now to Hope. Hope all the way with his heels on the line on the right side. Seems like we just saw him on the left. He's been everywhere. On the left now to Robinson. Seemed to, so it might have hit his arm, but referee says shoulder. Pilcher on the outside of the box. Plays it backwards. Now to Dean. Dean lets it go by him. Schmidt looking forward. Now has Portillo on the right. Instead goes for Hope. Hope with a very good touch. And Senis comes over to clear the ball. Excellent support from Senis. It'll be out for the corner kick. Under 10 minutes left in the game. 2-1 Cal Baptist. Fifteen shots for Cal Baptist. Just three for Dominican. So far in the second half, it has been all Cal Baptist. Now Oliver. Musciana can't get the clearance, but Caligari can. Mitnick unable to get to it before Portillo can. Sandoval Gutierrez has to get back. He was arguing the foul instead. Anderson on the left, taking his time. Now going forward, defended by Roselli. Rohde getting back. On the left now, Bogdanovich. Good two-touch from Anderson, but it's stolen by Sandoval Gutierrez. Rohde. To Valdez Mendoza. Tried to play it forward to Valdez Mendoza, but it was too forward. Valdez Mendoza seemed to be flat-footed on the play, was not looking to go forward. Under 9 minutes left in play. Musciana plays it up. Mitnick nowhere in the area, though. On the left now for Cal Baptist. Robinson in the middle. Still running. Pilcher has Hope. Hope on the left. Bogdanovich back to Schmidt. 25 yards away. It's a very good cross to Pilcher, but it's out of bounds for the goal kick. Just a little bit too far. 8 minutes left in the game. Out comes Jordan Rohde, and out comes Sandoval Gutierrez. Josh Espinoza and Alex Herrera, the ones that come out on the field. It'll be Patrick Rabbit's goal kick. High goal kick. Valdez Mendoza unable to get it. Different formation switch up now with 8 minutes left. Very offensive now. It's into Roselli. Taken by number 21, Josh Robinson. Robinson still going at it. Roselli with his second foul on the play, and this one will cost him. Roselli actually got his hands on him, and there was an advantage on the play as Robinson got by him anyways, but the slide from behind will cost him a yellow card. Luckily, it wasn't in the box. Again, Chandler Roselli, the one with the yellow card. Dominican looking to go with a, I believe, six-man wall. This ball is about 22, maybe 23 yards away from the goal, right at the center. It will definitely be a shot opportunity, but the big Patrick Rabbit is in there for protection. As 10 yards get set up, Bogdanovich, Schmidt, and Robinson, the ones all centering around the ball. Fake, the shot is in, but it's wide. Robinson, the one ending up with the shot. It goes high and wide, though. So now, Caligari on the left, Alex Herrera in the middle with Manfred on the right. So somewhat small and young lineup in defense as they push Valdez Mendoza more to a left mid position while Senis goes into the central mid position. So like I was saying, there is a formation change up now by Belechi guard.
Maybe that's what he thinks is the right way to react to such a score and to the not perfect performance of his team today.
Well, Senis is so hyper-aggressive, even offensively and defensively. Robinson takes the ball, looking for the counterattack. Plays it all the way over to Fausto. It's headed away by Manfred. Patrick Rabbit was coming out. Manfred and Rabbit definitely with a miscommunication. Manfred had it all the way, actually headed it backwards looking for Rabbit to pick it up, but he did not hear Rabbit coming out, and it will be a corner kick. Under 6 minutes left. It's a high kick off of Schmidt's head. Saved by Rabbit, just barely. Quite the reaction save from Rabbit. Got to stay touch tight, especially on the bigger defenders. This one is a little farther out, and Rabbit is able to get it. Just over 5 minutes left. Robinson has the head. Can Mobley get to it? He cannot. Mendez with good defensive pressure. It'll be Caligari's throw on the left side. 5 minutes left. Has Espinoza line as well as Valdez Mendoza. Over Valdez Mendoza. Now Senes, taken by Mark Hope. Defended by Roselli. Wyatt Dean. Has Bogdanovich on the left. Bogdanovich going forward behind Manfred. Gets it into Pilcher. Pilcher with the shot. It's wide. Rabbit had the angle covered on the shot. Under 5 minutes left in the game. 18 shots now for Cal Baptist. Six times as many as Dominican.
It almost resembles the game we saw earlier today. Right now.
It definitely didn't seem as though this game would come to that, but...
Yeah, they started on a pretty even level, both teams, but then kind of the Dominican performance decreased a little.
Sanis gets it stolen. Now Hope to Schmidt. Gets it by Valdez Mendoza. Back to Schmidt. Has Hope in the middle. Mobley on the right. Finally plays Mobley line. Into Hope. Hope is wide open. Back to Cole Schmidt, who has been everywhere, offensively and defensively, for the Lancers. On the right now, Mobley looking for a cross, instead plays it back. Mendez might have a chase. Oliver plays on the left. Down the line to Robinson. Robinson with the cross, away by Roselli. It's right to Schmidt, though. Schmidt with a shot, and it's just wide. Rabbit looked like he did not have that if it went into the goal, but it did go wide. It did go wide, and apparently because of a deflection. There are under 3 minutes left in this game. Two to one, Cal Baptist. Right now, two attackers up for Dominican, three defenders back for Cal Baptist. Everybody else in the corner kick area. It's off of Schmidt's head and over the bar. It'll be a Patrick Rabbit goal kick. He has to hurry, though, because he only has 2.5 minutes. Rabbit finally has his goal kick. Over Roselli, right to Dean. In comes the counterattack for Braden Pilcher. He has a player in the middle. Josh Mulvey's in there. Pilcher tries to go line. Defended well by Herrera. Now Dean in the box. Outside of the box now to Pilcher. Taken by Roselli into the air. Robinson right to Espinoza. Valdez Mendoza back to Espinoza. Can Robinson keep it in? He cannot. Just under 2 minutes left. It's into Senes. Senes. Colby cannot get it to it. High in the air. Senes. Heads it forward. Espinoza has to chase. On Mitnick's foot. Might have an opportunity here. Going forward. Has Senes. Senes cannot keep control of it. Finally keeps the ball and is stolen by Mark Hope. What a clutch steal by Mark Hope there. Hope. Going forward. Stolen away by Senes this time in the center circle. He tries to play Musiana, but is right to the defender's feet, and they will be happy to play it backwards and keep possession with the 2-1 lead. Herrera gets pushed off the ball, but Caligari is there for the support. Now Espinoza. Senes. Playing it, trying to play over the top of Portillo. Cannot. Roselli tries again. This time it's to Schmidt. Sloppy play in this last minute. It's tackled by Caligari. Manfred will kick it away, and it will be a free kick. Stopping the time. The time will be stopped at 42 seconds. Schroeder has been talking to the referee this entire game, this time complaining about the time stoppage. But the referee is actually carding. It looks like it will be Herrera. Herrera now getting on the board in the books with the yellow card.
Yellow card issued to number 23, Alex Herrera of Dominican.
Again, 42 seconds left. Cal Baptist ball. They go forward for Hope. Hope looks backwards now. All Cal Baptist has to do is keep the ball for the next 30 seconds. Dominican looking to pressure all the way back to Pacheco. Pacheco with a big clearance over to Hope. Hope with a fantastic touch of it. 20 seconds left. Taken forward by Pilcher. Pilcher still with the ball. It's a very good pass to Mobley, and there is no foul on the play.
10.
Caligari had to come in hard.
8, 7.
Oliver.
6.
DeSantis.
5.
5 seconds left.
3, 2.
Might not get anything, 1. And Dominican will not. Unfortunately, that will end the game. 2-1. Cal Baptist over Dominican. It was an incredibly hard-fought game by both teams, and it was close all the way through. One counterattack could have changed this game drastically, but Cal Baptist ends up the superior team on this day. Cal Baptist now moves to 7-4-1 overall as they go 7-2 in conference, while Dominican now 4-10. Overall, and 2-7-1 in conference. They might just move down to 11th place out of 13 in the PacWest play now. Again, 2-1 was the score, and Julia, Dominican just could not compete with the size of Cal Baptist.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the result of this game. They could compete in the first maybe 10 or 15 minutes, as I said earlier, but then it simply, yeah, you could see that it was two different levels on the field today.
It really was, both the side, and they did have a speed advantage on the wings. Minnick was not able to get much going except for that first early goal, and the early goal gave them the momentum that they needed, at least for those first 30 minutes, but after that, it seemed to be all Cal Baptist all day long. Again, Mitnick with the goal for Dominican, and this game ends 1-2, Cal Baptist over Dominican. For Julia, this has been Jordan Smith for the men's and women's broadcast here at Kennelly Field in San Rafael, California. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.